All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. It is 10:04 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again we gather. We ask for your mercy and your will that we deliberate the business of this county in a fair and impartial way. We ask that you protect our families and continue to bless each elected official, their families, and all the staff of Jefferson County. We ask you in a special way to bless the service women and men that are fighting for our democracy and protection of this nation. We ask that you spread your mercy and grace around the world, and we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Said pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. We'll begin today's with public comment. If there's anyone in the courtroom who wishes to make public comment about any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider, establish, and approve a selection review committee to review the responses received for engineering services for the Texas General Land Office Community Development and Revitalization Disaster Recovery Reallocation Program pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 327. Item B is to reject all bids for invitations for bids for contracted heavy equipment operator and sawyer for Jefferson County Wildfire Fuel Mitigation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item C is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for requests for proposals for FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for roadway pavement marking for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with TRP Construction Group, LLC, from August 6, 2025 to August 5, 2026. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with NNT Construction for Hangar Number 5 roof replacement at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $219,294 pursuant to the Region 5 Educational Services contract. Item F has been requested to be tabled by purchasing. So do I have a motion on items A through E?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. And on item A, I will appoint Fran.
I'm going to appoint Michelle.
Okay, Commissioner Erickson, Michelle. I appoint Fran Lee. I need...
Who's been on this thing in the past?
I don't have that list.
I don't either.
Okay.
I know we usually also appointed one from the court.
I'm appointing Natalie.
Okay. Who?
Natalie.
Okay.
A.
Who's left? Who'd you get?
I have Michelle. It's engineering services, so that makes sense.
But is it more like sewer lines or anything like
this,
that?
This is the
reallocation. So this is the money that didn't get spent in the first disaster recovery grant cycle. They had some money left over, and we're applying that.
In case we do get it, we need to have the engineering services.
Right.
It's in case
The three projects that we had put in as our request that we're trying to get the funding on has got Water District 10, sewer line, precinct 1's concrete roads, and DD6 had a drainage project as well. It was one of the ditches.
We had.
Yeah. Correct. So those are the three types of projects that the engineering would be helping us on.
Okay.
I'll point Alex.
Who?
Alex.
Okay.
The new guy has to be on now.
There you go. He just put, he just
Brandon,
put
Alex.
Brandon's got to be on now.
Who put Willis on?
I just put Willis on.
Do that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he's a new guy.
Good. Okay.
I thought that you did.
What project is in my presentation?
Okay. Commissioner, are you doing Natalie or?
I'm extracting.
Willis.
Commissioner Willis.
You're doing.
I volunteer.
Okay.
I learned not to volunteer, but I believe I can handle it.
Okay. We got that. And then on item C. Is there something you need to discuss on that, or are you just going to begin with the lowest bidder?
I'm going to go with the highest ranking proposal. If we can negotiate a contract, we'll move to the next. So that's why I can't disclose it.
Okay.
Judge, may I have some clarity on who's assigning or appointing who?
Okay, so I appointed Fran, Commissioner Erickson appointed Michelle. Commissioner Alford appointed Commissioner Willis. Commissioner Willis appointed Alex. Commissioner Senegal appointed himself.
Okay, got it.
We good.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk for reallocation of back to office supplies in the amount of $10,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for rural law enforcement, additional cost for a beat vehicle in the amount of $10,785. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for rural law enforcement, purchase Glock semi-munition firearms in the amount of $9,776. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for the service center for additional cost for vehicle repairs for $25,000. Item E is to receive and file amendment number 5 to the GLO contract for a time extension for Harvey Infrastructure, and that's contract number 20-065-121-C408. Item F is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $337,762.45 to LaSalle for revenues received from other entities for inmate housing. Item G is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending May 31st, 2025. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 529310 through 529545. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Discussion. Fran, can you tell me why we're doing a reallocation in the district clerk's office? Is this... I mean, that's always our concern after we go to budget hearings is they take something out of one item and move it, and then they want to get it.
A few months ago, they came to you to Lineberger. There was a cost for them to do like a data dump and with Tyler, and so they moved their money from office supplies to contractual. Now that Lineberger has paid for that, This is replenishing that money back to office supplies.
Good deal.
So it was just so that we could get the Tyler contract done so that Lineberger could help us.
Okay, and how did we under budget so much on vehicle repairs on item D?
He's been doing and we've had to move money for the last several years, if you remember, as the, you know, when we were delayed on getting the office. The vehicles replaced, he's been having to spend, but again, that's where any of the wrecks that happen, those repairs kind of come through, and he had a couple of quotes that are coming, and we're actually going to be more of what we've spent the last couple of years, so.
Hold on that. Come by my office and visit with me and bring that to me. Bring me the wrecks and things you had. Let's table that. One other question. Who is rural law enforcement?
This is the
SB 22.
Yeah, it's a rural county grant.
Okay.
They get $500,000, and because all of our officers are above the minimum, The sheriff's office is able to pay for capital, and so this is now included. It's one of the special revenue funds that we do address during the budget, okay. And so he has shifted. There was some items that they decided not to buy and just shifted to buy some other
good.
Qualifying.
Just wanted to know.
What is simmunition?
That's the, the blue guns that they shoot for active shooting courses. The state of Texas and it's all
simulation.
Put the simulator for
simulator. Simulated type.
Active shooting first. Active shooting first.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, we have a few items. Item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution for the North and East Texas County Judges and Commissioners Association to host the 2027 North and East Texas County Judges and Commissioners Association annual conference. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Gift of Life 2025 Men's Health Month. Item C is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute individual mutual aid agreements between Jefferson County and the cities of Beaumont, Port Arthur, Nederland Grove, Port Neches, Taylor Landing, Bevel Oaks, Nome, and China, pursuant to Chapter 751 and Chapter 481 of the Texas Government Code. I think that's Chapter 418, not 481. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We're waiting on Ms. Sampson to show up for
we'll wait a second.
Under the Visitor Center, that item has been tabled until we have a workshop. Under Sheriff's Department, we have two items to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a memorandum of agreement with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department of Homeland Security for the Sheriff's Office to participate in the task force model pursuant to Section 287G of the Immigration and Naturalization Act. Item B is the another agreement for under the same statutory authorization with the same federal department for the Warrant Service Officer Program. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Been moved?
Second.
Been seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. I guess we're just waiting to see if Ms. Sampson makes it down here in the next few minutes.
Judge, may I get some clarification on an item? B, you, Commissioner Alford, mentioned he wanted to table it.
I see a table it, yeah.
Which item?
I just want to make sure that was documented correctly. Item B, under auditing.
D.
You want a D table?
Yes.
Under which?
Under auditing.
Audit.
D? Okay.
D.
D as in dog.
The service center.
It's that service center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's okay. I'm looking at purchasing. I'm sorry.
No.
Gotcha.
So you want that tabled?
Okay.
Yeah. I see a table.
That's I'm making
yes.
sure, sir.
Yes.
Making sure.
Yeah,
thank you.
I see it.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Nesby and Mr. MacArthur English are here with Gift of Life. We're glad to have you here. We're waiting just a moment for Ms. Norma Sampson. She's supposed to. Right. Yeah, well, yeah, we will.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's
done.
When we're
about to speak up here,
you know,
I'll go get you.
What are y'all?
Good morning. I'm Mac English from the Gift of Life.
Hold on. Make sure that mic on, Fred. Don't sound like his own.
You're trying to pull it forward.
Okay, I'm MacArthur English, a gift of life. I'm a 19-year survivor. I bring you greeting from the Julie Rogers Gift of Life, whereas Regina Rogers, the CEO, and Nama Sanford is our director. I don't know what happened to him this morning, but we are here. And we accept the proclamation. We want to thank the judge and the commissioners for the proclamation. And I want to say this coming Saturday in Orange, Texas, we will be hosting our prostate screening on Strickland Drive at the Old Baptist Hospital on Strickland Drive. And we'll be back in Beaumont July the 19th at the Cancer Center on Stack Drive. Be a man, get checked, early detection, 100% cure. Ladies, I need your help. Send all our men to get checked. I need your help. Early detection, 100% cure. Thank you for having us this morning. May God bless.
Thank you, sir. And that's the proclamation reads, this National Men's Health Month and Gift of Life in collaboration with medical partners will make available free men's health services, including prostate-specific antigen screenings, primary care tests, infectious disease tests, along with on-site physician consultations to review test outcomes and navigate men to care. Gift of Life pays the entirety of the non-invasive prostate cancer screenings, diagnostic, and treatment costs for its clients, and it will host the regional men's health screening and educational outreach events through the months of June and July, as you spoke about, sir. Prostate cancer is the most frequently diagnosed cancer in men, aside from skin cancer, and about 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetime. Whereas Texas is the medically uninsured capital of the United States with 4.9 million Texans without coverage, and in 2025 it is estimated that 21,070 men in Texas will be diagnosed with prostate cancer and approximately 2,470 will die from the disease. And whereas since 2000, more than 12,000 Southeast Texas men have received Gift of Life free prostate cancer screenings, helping to extend the lives of 82 men who are diagnosed with cancer and who are provided access to diagnostic evaluations and treatment. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim June 2025 as Men's Health Month in Jefferson County and Tuesday, June 24th, as Gift of Life Men's Health Awareness Day in Jefferson County, and we urge all men in our community to pursue preventive health practices and early detection efforts. Signed this day by all the members of the Commissioner's Court. And you made it here just in time, Ms. Sampson. He has done a marvelous job of going through your Orange and Beaumont deals, but I want to turn it over to you.
Oh, well, thank you. So our apologies for coming in later to the meeting, and I'm not sure what everyone said, but just to reiterate, as always, Judge, thank you and Commissioners for allowing Gift of Life to share our message about this important time in our program's life, which is encouraging men to take advantage of our free health care screenings. We were in Port Arthur last Saturday, felt like a month, I guess, last Saturday, and we had a record-breaking number of screening, 290 men, wow. Which is, we had more people that would have come and tried to come later, but it just shows, again, the importance of our program, the gap in care, and so many of the barriers that men face in terms of taking advantage of these free life-saving screenings. So we're going to be we'll be in Orange this Saturday, and importantly, we'll be in Beaumont on July 19th, where we anticipate, again, another record-breaking attendance. We're seeing so many men who do need these services. The barriers that they're experiencing is high deductibles in the marketplace that they can't simply afford to take advantage of their insurance, and or they can't afford insurance as well. So the screenings, if they didn't mention it to you, that and you've got a flyer, that it's not just the PSA. We do have men that we diagnosed 3 last year with prostate cancer, and we have, as you guys know, there, you know, it doesn't end in a year. Our services continue in terms of paying for their cancer treatment for as long as they need the continuum of care. So it doesn't stop there. We still have, lovingly, the men that we're helping from previous years, and now we have three other men with seven under this watchful weight. So the Gift of Life, through your support, underwrites the cost not only of these screenings, but we also pay for their prostate cancer treatment. And there is no program, as you know, in state or federally that subsidizes care for men. So without your support, the individuals and businesses, these men really wouldn't be the grandfathers and fathers for the rest of the time of their lives for the people that left them. So we thank you for your support. We're anticipating screening probably nearly 1,000 men this year. This summer, we screened 813 last year. And as I said, two or three with prostate cancer and the others that we're continuing to help. And with your support, we'll be able to extend these services and care for those men this year that we're seeing this summer. Dr. Lavallee, our medical director, told me that, I mean, and you guys know, y'all been there. I mean, we're seeing so many men with high cholesterol and diabetes, many of whom were having to get emergency care for them. So, what? Yes, and high blood pressure. The cardiac issues, you know, fortunately, most people aren't going to have prostate cancer. It's all of these other concomitant diseases that we confront. And without us being there to give them that baseline of their screening reports, they simply have nowhere else to go. So we're navigating them to the FQHCs, to the Baptist Internal. They've got a residency program with the SMART Clinic. And at Port Arthur, they have a primary health care clinic. And many of the men signed up to come back this week to get the next level of care in terms of for primary care. So thank you to Dora Nisby, our officer that's with me, and our amazing ambassador, who you probably met, MacArthur, with MacArthur, who is there supporting us through the way. We at these screening sites, they get a $25 Jason's Deli gift card or HEB. They also get the $500 worth of screenings. This year we added, because guys love grills, we added a raffle drawing at each one of our screening sites for a Blackstone grill. And I know they're so excited. So we've had people saying, I'm going to win. Anyway, we have that lunch and other giveaways. So we try to make it as much of about as a really robust occasion. So men want to be there and they know our love and care.
Thank you all so much. We were under the impression this meeting started at 10:30.
It normally does. Right. My apologies for not having let you know.
But that's okay. We were here early, which was really great for us. We got here at 10:15, so we thought we were on time until we heard earlier. I just want to read a couple of things to you. And by the way, Linda Domino, our president, is supposed to be here with her husband, Joe. And they were planning to be here at 10:30, and there's a possibility that Father Michael Pavez from the Greek Orthodox Church, he also is now a prostate cancer survivor in treatment, so they may walk in. But I just want to read you two things that are very compelling to me, and we have about 20 of them. But this is a gentleman. He says, Gift of Life saved my life. 3 years ago, they found out I had cancer, called me and told me, and I went to the doctor immediately for help. I had radiation and have been trying to follow up. It's been rough since then, but I appreciate you all. I'm supposed to have my lab work done 6 months ago, but I still don't have insurance. So I have to wait for this to come around so I can take the lab work back to the doctor and get some help. Okay, now we're trying to make sure that he knows that he's our client and patient for life and he doesn't have to wait. Another gentleman, last year I received a diagnosis I was not aware of, and they have navigated me through the doctor's care. This is very important to me. Within a week or two, I was on the way to treatment. The more you know, the better you can navigate things. Early detection and prevention is good for everyone. It's definitely worth it. And we have so many of these, but when you read these, they really touch our hearts because they come straight from the mouths of the clients whose lives have been impacted in a major way. And Norma said fathers and grandfathers. We're seeing more young men with sons and brothers, young people who have no idea, but we're there to help. So thank you again for everything you do. Thank you, our wonderful Dora. Oh, and Linda's here. Oh, my gosh. Linda, thank you so much. I just mentioned. No, well, they started off.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I thought this started at 10:30. I apologize.
My fault.
thank you so very much for your support, your constant support. It means so much to the Gift of Life program. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you, and we treasure your support very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
And do you all have any idea that Dora Nisby, wife of our beloved civil rights leader, Cleveland Nisby, never misses an opportunity to participate? She's 93 years old.
Wow, young.
So, and I want to, of course, express my gratitude, because we could not do what we do without your help. And I have one more item I'm going to bring and give it to you. I'm 93, but thank God I can pass this out.
Much. We appreciate the time. And if you would, just encourage people to sign up. If they can't be in Orange, we're asking them to sign up in Beaumont. We just want to make it as convenient for them to take advantage of these opportunities, whatever city they're in. But thank you. We have many other opening slots for men, so please get the men in your lives to take advantage of these screenings.
Thank you
for your time, and certainly for your support.
Thank you.
Judge, is it too presumptuous to try to get a photograph?
Sure.
Okay, great.
If you really want, we got you.
And if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.